Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Oh, that's right. You are kicking it with KBN. I am Brad Northman in the lead host chair at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All ESPN Milwaukee Studios. Far away down I-94 is Ben Brust in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, am I right, Ben? And finally, Alex Stroff on the ones and twos behind the glass here with me in Milwaukee. DJ Stroff indeed. And you, KBN Nation, can be a part of our conversation by simply calling or texting to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. That's 800-990-3776. This is more with Carbless. You already know that, though, KBN Nation. 800-990-3776. And, you know, we talk a lot about Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks. That feels like it is the certainly headline of the day. But we can't lose track of an important deadline for the NFL season. That has come and went just now with the fifth-year option on first-round draft picks. So if we remember, Goody's 2022 first-round draft picks, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, right? Household names on that defense that Goody loves so much to invest in. But right now is the time where you start to wonder, are they a part of the Packers' long-term plan? So, Ben Brust, I ask you and I wonder, as you think about Quay Walker, who Rob Domofsky of ESPN, who joins our show on Wednesdays at 3:30 after Hear Brad Out, we know that the Packers already initiated Devontae Wyatt's fifth-year option. But just this, an hour ago, right before the deadline, quote from Rob Domofsky, the Packers are not picking up the fifth-year option on Quay Walker. However, as GM Brian Gutekunst said earlier this offseason, they would like to sign him to a contract extension, perhaps even before the season begins. Walker remains very much in the long-term plans. Now, Ben, I don't know what you think about when you hear these names and you're reminded of Goody's history of first-round draft picks. But I ask you, when you think of these two guys, Quay Walker,
Devontae, what do you ask me? You said you're going to ask me something three straight times, and I haven't asked yet.
Like I said, if I ask you, do you think that Goody is focused on bringing these guys back for the long term because they're objectively really good players or because the Packers need them basically to fill out their roster?
Goody's not going to change the way he's doing things. This is consistent with what he's done. He continues to try and invest in guys where he has them in a short-term scenario. They're not going to have them long-term contracts. Even though they're not picking up the fifth-year option on Quay Walker, it doesn't mean he doesn't see him a part of at least next year and give him a chance to prove his worth. And if he does, the contract will be set up for him to have another year, and that will be year six with the Green Bay Packers. But as it pertains to first-round draft picks, whether you feel gucky or not about who these players are and if the first fifth-year option is getting picked up or not, I'm giving him a pass for a little bit. Take that back. He doesn't get a pass unless Matthew Golden strikes as a stud. If you have Jordan Love and go through a drought of those first-round picks that haven't produced the way that we've wanted to, he's drafted well enough to put this team in a spot where everyone's feeling confident about this Packers team heading into 2025, and they have a chance to take the Lions. The Lions aren't even favored. Like, the Lions are favored, but they're not minus money. You don't have to lay money for the Lions to win the division. Goody's done a good enough job where they can take over the division based off what he's done as a general manager. So I'm not going to get bogged down in the weeds of who's a fifth-year option, who's getting extended. If the roster is good enough and Matthew Golden is a guy, we can start eliminating conversations that we're questioning in the offseason. Goody's acting with urgency. He beeped off the offensive line. He brought in a receiver that can be a number one wide receiver. I'm not going to sit here and worry about Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt. If they think they're a part of the plan, we have to trust this plan. And until they don't make the playoffs, how am I not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's a bad move by Goody?
Ben Brust focused on what Goody has done recently, which is put together a capable roster. And I agree with you. If they find a way to have this draft pick, particularly Matthew Golden, the first round hit, then start to go on down that forgiveness path for Brian Gutekunst.
Would you trade anything for Giannis?
Oh, wow. So, no, you know what? Ben Brust is trying to derail the segment, but I'm going to keep it focused here on the Green Bay Packers and the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776, because we do have someone on that talking text line. Ron in the Key, URNKBN.
Brad, you just are doing this for the first time, and you're already better than Ben.
It took him 80 years to get into the segment, Ron. I was waiting to answer the question.
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot going on in my brain.
Well, here's the thing, Brad. We could tell there was a lot going on in your brain because you let Ben go for 2.5 minutes uninterrupted, which he's never let you do in a year and a half of the show.
I wanted him to like start the show, and I was like, Ben, you're not saying anything. And it took me until he said, Ben, I wonder, for the third time without asking me a question that I broke. I was like, are you going to ask me the damn question? Everyone's on pins and needles.
800-990-3776. Give me your grade for how I'm doing with leading the show. Or we want to hear about your thoughts on Devontae Wyatt and Quay Walker as far as Goody's first round success rate. Because I look at this and I think to myself, you know what? Goody's track record of first round draft picks, this brings it back up to the surface. Because we're trying to decide, oh, you know, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, where do they fit in the picture? Like, we know those names here in the state of Wisconsin, but I would guess if you go to ask people in Detroit, Philadelphia, these are not household names. These are not living up to their first round draft pick expectations. So I'm a little bit closer to you, Ben, when I think Goody's starting to shift that, change that, and he's filling the roster full of guys that are young and talented. But it's just a reminder to me that this team is not where they are because they're not where they want to be because these first round draft picks haven't reached the expectation of a general first round draft pick.
Yeah, but I have a problem with what you're saying because, say you're the Lions and you gave a fifth year option to Jameson Williams and Aiden Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. They've been in a position earlier in the draft to score players that they're going to want to give a fifth year option to. You know, when you're talking about Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, they were later in the draft. Like, they weren't, like, if you want to have a gripe, have it with Lucas Van Ness. Say that the 13th pick was a disaster, but in terms of the rest of the roster that they've had first round draft picks with, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you're being completely unfair to the way that they've been put in a position to draft. How many times does somebody in the 20s to 30s in a first round actually turn out to be an Aiden Hutchinson? It doesn't happen. So for you to say, looking around the league, I guarantee we could look around at the league at many other teams and say, they didn't pick up the first fifth-year option. I wonder why. And I wonder what your rebuttal is, because I know Alex Stroff was giving it to you in your ear.
No, he wasn't giving it to me. Just helped me with a couple structural things, which I appreciate. But to me, it's not necessarily a one-year-off thing. It's the trend that we see out of Goody that, you know what, if 1 year, yes, they pick further back in their rounds, which, you know, in 2022 when Quay Walker was drafted, he was 22nd, Devontae Wyatt was 28. That's further back in the first round. So I would expect Aiden Hutchinson, Jameson Williams, who were 2 and 13 respectively, to be able to perform better. But it's year after year after year. It's Rashawn Gary. It's LVN. It's these guys. Even if you are drafting further in the further and back, it seems like the Rams and the Chiefs and the Eagles and the, well, maybe not the Lions. Most of their draft picks now were earlier. But plenty of teams continue to be further back in the draft and be able to land
Jalen
guys.
Jalen Carter was selected 10th by the Eagles because he fell. Like, again, that's another contributor that's a big part of their team because it was early in the draft. It's hard for me to sit here and pick at the first-round picks of Goody. Do I want more success? Yes. But does he want him part of the roster because he believes in them? Probably a little bit biased because he did pick them. But at the end of the day, the defense was top 10 in points. Why am I going to sit here and complain when I got Jason Wildey telling me that Quay Walker, even though he wasn't getting his fifth-year option, is going to be asked to have a contract where he can make more over the next 2 years if he performs, even though you have to pay him top dollar of $16 million, which he would have been owed if he picked up a fifth-year option. So you have Quay Walker, who had a good end of the year, according to Jason Wildey, and people are high on him. And Devontae Wyatt has shown flashes. What are you going to do right now?
But Ben, give him
a fifth-year option? Kenny Clark might not be here. You need to make sure you have some guys in the defense.
They're going into their fourth season. At this point, a lot of these players are who they are. So you're saying that you're generally okay with the first-round history of Brian Gutekunst?
Well, it's not that I'm okay with it. It's just this is the cards that have been dealt. You can't get every need in the draft.
I struggle with bringing up a guy like Jalen Carter because next year we are going to be having, next year at this very time, we are going to be having the same exact conversation about one Lucas Van Ness, which is the highest draft pick he has made since Rashawn Gary. And he was, what, the 13th overall pick? Mm-hmm. So
I brought that up. That's the only thing that I'm not going to argue for. The rest, I can be like, well, what do you want him? What do you want these guys to be? All-stars and all pros within 4 years?
It's first-round trends that he hasn't been able to hit on. And he's made up for that with nailing Jordan Love in the first round, that's for sure. But then second through fifth round, let's call it, he has cooked. But it's just a day like this reminds me that the Packers are not true Super Bowl contenders today because more of those first-round draft picks hasn't hit in the same way that you'd, one, expect one to hit, and two, other teams have had theirs hit.
Rashawn Gary's a Pro Bowler.
Look. Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned Rashawn Gary. Forget the Pro Bowl. He did enough to earn a second contract. Obviously, he didn't perform as much as we'd want to off of injury. That was a risk that Goody took. But before that, he was ascending into a position where it did make sense. I think a lot of people would have... Nobody complained about signing Rashawn Gary to an extension. Over to the KBN...
Job. Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Per Sham Sharania of ESPN, after conversations with Tyrese Halliburton's father, John, in the Indiana Pacers front office, John Halliburton will not attend the team's home nor road games for the foreseeable future, a Pacers spokesperson has told ESPN.
Wow. How about that? I like to see a little bit of justice being handed down for someone who can just waltz on the court. We've talked about this earlier in the week, but I don't care who you are. If you're you are basically a fan, even if you are a blood relative of it. Any other fan would experience at least the same punishment. But you know who is going to be able to land this plane for us, for the Green Bay Packers? That's our friend Jason Wilde, who always is with Jason, or who is with Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon. Our own Alex Strofe was with him this morning, filling in for our boy Old T. But we're going to get to him right after the break, but not before Ben tells us a little bit about what we're doing tomorrow.
We're going to be at Third Space Brewing Company, and I cannot wait to be there live and in person, as Alex Strofe really set me up with some success here, as I don't believe I have the talking points for this.
Oh, you do.
So if you could help me out here, Strofe, that would be wonderful. I do. Coming out with us at Third Space Brewing Company, Friday, May 2nd, we're broadcasting from the Tap Room. And if you wear your Wisconsin baseball gear, you know, the team that we all root for, you're going to get $2 off pints during the show. Sip a Happy Place Pale Ale. Grab some food and stick around for Under the Bridge Thursdays with live bands, food trucks, and good vibes all summer. Been there with my fiance before. It's a great spot. And if you need that outdoor space, that indoor space, and a fun place to bring people in Milwaukee, you know where to go. It's Third Space Brewing. That's Third Space Brewing, just west of downtown Milwaukee. Be there with Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. And if you're not drinking, try the Headspace Sparkling Water infused with hops, fruit, and hemp-derived THC. That's Third Space Brewing Company. Come hang out with us, Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, tomorrow.
Dave from Aaron, Diana from Iguanago, thank you for the kind text messages. As much as I loved being the lead host of Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, I gladly hand that role back off to Ben Brust on the other side of the break.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
I'm Ben Brust, hanging out in Madison today at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. You got Brad Nortman and Alex Strofe holding it down at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios. But as we do it Thursday around this time, we have Jason Wilde join us on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Jason, how are you?
I'm great. Strofe looks great. What a great day.
Strofe, I'm so glad you got to see him. Did you see Bradley Nortman also went buzz cut?
I have not seen that. No, I had someone send me a picture of Strofe. I've not been on my social channels, so I've not seen Brad's buzz cut.
Yeah, Jason, if you just Google my team pictures from back in my playing days, that's basically what it looks like now.
Where it's like square, is it squared off, like it makes you look like a blockhead, or is it just a clean, rounded, shaved head?
This is pretty clean and pretty tight. We haven't reached blockhead. Blockhead will come in probably 2 weeks when it starts to grow like a chia pet, straight out, and there will be probably some weeks of awkward phase. But we do it for the kids, Jason. We do it for the kids. Ben, we're still waiting on Ben Brust for his head shaving, though. So feel free to apply a little pressure.
Well, so I am curious now. I don't want to put anybody's business out on the street, but obviously Strofe has a lovely girlfriend. You have Lexi, your amazing wife.
I love Lexi.
Ben has Elizabeth, who's amazing. Was there any discussion with significant others about this endeavor? And did you require any sort of clearance from them in order to do what you are doing or need to do in Ben's case?
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Yes, Strofe, you wanna let him know what the message was?
Yeah, so we stumbled into this accidentally while on the air. So I shot my girlfriend a text and I said, hey, just so you know, this is likely coming. And she was not thrilled at first, but her reaction to me today was, oh, it's cute. So I am in the clear.
Clearly
now.
Not a relationship based on honesty, Jason.
And
maybe she was just pleasantly surprised.
I think she was, as was I.
And before we get to the real headliner with the Brust household, Lexi was taken by surprise. Luckily, her grandmother, who's a faithful listener, gave her a heads up, so it wasn't a complete shock walking through the door. She said, your hair better grow before the baby shower end of June, because there will be pictures involved for you. And then she eventually relented and said, I feel like I'm in a time warp, and it's 2015, and we live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And that gives her really bad PTSD. You know, Brad didn't give her a car. She had to walk around Charlotte for the first 2 years they lived there.
Yeah, Jason, I've ever told you that. So the first good 18 months of living in Charlotte, you know, I bought a car, but I was like, I'm not buying another car. So I basically would either have Lexi need to drop me off at the facility, or she'd be without a car for the day. And this is before Uber. We lived downtown. So I'm like, you can walk, Lexi. So yeah, that was a very interesting logistical 18 months right there.
Have you ever seen a Packer player be dropped off in the back of the parking lot by their significant other and get picked up from practice every day?
Maybe I'm ready. I'm ready to get picked up.
I have not. They left that out of that Charlotte magazine story, if I recall. they didn't say that your crappy husband made you walk around town because he wouldn't get a second vehicle for you.
Yeah, that one guy, we edited that out. We scrubbed that out. It was a public image piece, Jason.
Clearly.
And for those who missed it, the reason why Strofe and Brad Nortman have buzz cuts is we helped raise over $5,000 yesterday for the MAC Fund for Gabe Neitzel, Stephen Watson, and Greg Matzik Ringer event. The MAC Fund does amazing stuff to help childhood cancer. So my buzz will be on Monday, allegedly. Here's what the Brust family statement came out today with.
I'm getting a buzz cut on Monday.
Your face is peeling.
What do you think?
I just don't understand why it had to happen before our wedding. Like, can we do this on August 23rd? Why does it have to be on Monday?
Because we're raising money for childhood cancer.
That's great. You committed to it. You're going to do it. But it's going to happen after our wedding.
It's going to?
I mean, I don't know how much say I have, but I would prefer that. Everyone on the show could, you know, get aligned with me and agree that after our wedding is probably best.
What the heck do I do, Jason?
All right. First of all, I would like to state for the record that your soon-to-be wife is amazing. I am a huge fan of her. This company would not run without her. I also would say that I personally, if I was getting married, I would not have entered into this agreement without a timeline involved. I am on her team in a I am 1,000,000% on her team. Here is how I think we can satisfy both sides of the coin. I think
I don't know if that's possible, well, Jason. I don't know. I'm willing to hear you out, but people are looking for the payoff, but I'm looking for any ideas here.
So I think I have the solution. What were the other options, or what were the other things that were discussed besides the buzz cut?
Well, I have to wear whitey tighties for a week. I have to mow the biggest
donation.
Yeah.
That's been agreed to also. Okay, what else?
Biggest donation, I said I would mow their lawn, and it happened to be a landscaper who has 2 acres.
That's awesome. Couldn't love that more.
That's so good.
I knew you were going to love
whitey?
That one. We did say that. He texted back in, and he said, in shorts or pants, please no whitey tighties.
Okay, good. I like him already. Okay? Have you agreed to anything else?
That's it. I did the Brazilian wax from last year, and I over-leveraged myself this year. This buzz cut is giving me a little anxiety.
Well, so here's the thing. So, Strofe, it was either a buzz cut or an earring, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Yes, it was between earrings or a buzz cut, and I went the route of which one would affect me long-term the least.
Well, that would leave the buzz cut and the earring after the wedding, and then people get two things out of you, and it delays the one part of the equation so you can look halfway presentable at your wedding. And the earring, I think you should be required to do both the bottom of the lobe and one of those, like, upper in the cartilage
Jason,
area.
Jason, you were an earring guy at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I know you're an earring guy,
I was an earring guy. I'm not currently an earring guy.
Yeah. And so now you're living vicariously through me to become the earring guy?
No, I'm trying to solve problems here. I mean, you could, if you play this right, you know, you get the buzz cut, and then you get the earring, and then, like, Halloween's not that far away. You could go as Mr. Clean then for Halloween.
It's pretty brilliant.
Like, you're kind of, all kinds of things are coming together. It's like perfect. But I think, I am very much, having gotten married myself a long time ago and knowing how important that is. I don't know if that's a cool, did you lose track of your hot buttons again? There had to be something better than cool, but, I gotta say, I cannot understand, even for a great charitable cause, agreeing to this, given the timing of your wedding. Like,
Thank you for hindsight is 2020, Jason Willoughby. I haven't been thinking about that the last 24 hours at all.
why didn't you think of it? My question is, like, did this not cross your mind? I get so
wrapped into the money we're raising for childhood cancer that I'm like, yeah.
I think there's ways to, you could probably turn this into an even greater fundraising opportunity for the Mac Fund by saying, I'm going to honor my amazing soon to be wife, and respect her wishes so I can look presentable in our wedding photos. So we're going to postpone this. And as penance to you, our valued over $5,000 donors, I'm willing to add to the things that I'm required to do as penance for pushing back the haircut. And I think you could even get some more donations out of the deal. You stay on the good side of your wife. This is, again, you can take my advice. You can ignore my advice. I'm just saying, you know, there's opportunity is knocking here, and the opportunity to stay. I don't think you want to, and I know you guys have been together for quite a while, but I still don't think you want to start your actual marriage off on the wrong foot of being in the doghouse right from the jump.
Well, let's just say this, Jason. KBN Nation is listening and have opinions on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. So I will see the reaction to the proposed ideas that you have given us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. I do want to ask one question, though, before we let you go.
Good. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's important. Before the draft, and to me, it's less to do about, like, the draft, right? It's just like, I just want to know if anything has changed holistically in your mindset. Part of it has to do with them using three picks in the first three rounds on offense. We asked you about 2-3 weeks ago if it is more likely that the offense or defense has the opportunity to be top five. You had said the defense, and as I look at the defense, I still question that a little bit because I like the cornerbacks. I don't love the cornerbacks. The defensive line is a question mark. I like the potential of the linebackers, and I love the safeties. How does that equal top five versus the offense having less holes?
First of all, I would say the sum is greater, or the group is greater than the sum of its parts, or whatever the heck that saying is, on defense. Secondly, it's great that they've added two rookie wide receivers. We have seen the inconsistency that comes with being a rookie at the wide receiver position. I love the Matthew Golden pick. I am intrigued by the Savion Williams pick. But if you watch more of Savion Williams, you know, there's some inconsistency in his game. So let's hold the phone on comparing him to Deebo Samuel just yet. I do believe that their pass rush is going to improve. I do believe in their coordinator in a big way. I do believe in their corners, and now, you know, news comes that maybe somehow, some way, there'll be a reconciliation. Although I know, you know, Rob's comments to that, people are kind of conveniently forgetting that he also said that release or trade are also still on the table, but people are getting their hopes up that Jair is going to stay. They got one of, if not the best safeties in the league. And I am, even though he did not get the fifth-year option today, I am a big believer in the Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper combination. I think those guys have a chance to be really special. I think Quay Walker had turned the corner before his ankle injury in Seattle in December. And I think he's going to be, not that he wasn't motivated before, but I think, you know, they say they want him on a long-term extension. They didn't want to do the fifth-year option. So I think he's going to rise to that occasion and continue to grow and become a much better player than the guy we saw the first 2 years. And you put it all together, and I think that's a pretty good defense. Look, if their pass rush is able to improve from within, and it damn well should, considering the number of first-round picks invested into it, and then they're getting something out of Sorrell and they're getting something out of Oliver, and they still have Kingsley Anagbare, who's as underrated as anybody on their roster, I think their defense could still be really good. And I want to see what Jordan Love does in a pivotal year three before I'm willing to say that I'm more confident in the offensive group than I am the defensive group.
All fair points. Love revisiting after, you know, a lot of people can get wrapped up in the emotion of the NFL draft. That's Jason Wilde, everybody, with life-saving, problem-solving skills here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
How is the Carbless Talk and Text Line leaning right now? Is it leaning? Because to me, though, the people that love you certainly want you to be happy in at your wedding. The people who don't like you would
it's
love
not
to
close.
See it inflicted on you that you have even more things done to you. What's the word?
This is the one that I will never be Kyle Wallace, halfway Kyle Wallace. Not going all the way in the Lake Michigan when we had to go underwater. Not finishing the whole Brazilian wax, stopping when I did the entire thing. I can't be a fraud. All it took was Ben is now a Kyle, and then it throws anything of my marriage out the window, and it says bus cut on Monday.
Hey, you're getting bad advice, bro.
Jason.
I look forward to you acknowledging that someday down the road.
Real quick, before we let you go.
I will give you the happy Gilmore. I was wrong. You were right, I'm sure. But I can't be a Kyle.
We signed up Kyle to, without him knowing, we just volunteered him to do this, wear Bears apparel for a week and paint his nails Bears colors.
Like Caleb Williams.
I love that. I love that. Count me in on that. Yeah, I love that. Does he have to dress that way to the wedding then?
No, he does not. I want him to wear that green suit that he was wearing up in Lambeau Field like a first-round draft pick.
That was tight. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Unless that outclasses me. Maybe you should go take it easy.
I'm very concerned about your matrimonial situation, though. I'm going to say that for the record. So, good luck.
I'm glad it's on record. Thank you, Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. And do what I do and Brad does and Kyle does and what KBN Nation is doing. And that's having Weed Man come to your house. Make the neighbors stop and stare because they have lush, green, weed-free stuff that is going to make your lawn beautiful. The fertilizer is golf course quality, and they use effective weed control, all part of Weedman's winning game plan. It is kid and pet friendly. I can't reiterate that enough. Having a child, having two dogs, it was the number one thing I wanted on the list, and now I see the fruits of the labor. The first two stops that they've made at the Brust household to the grass being greener than anybody else on our yard. It's a no-brainer. Weedman.com. Get 50% off your first treatment. Half off at Weedman.com. Weedman for the win. I have a proposition. It's probably used incorrectly. I have something to share with KBN Nation. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle. Listen, Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You never say, hey, look, remember my name. It's probably because you think you're cool with me.
IKEA has wonderful financing options for all of you. Options to make improving your home easy no matter where you are at in life. The IKEA Visa credit card. 5% back on IKEA purchases. $25 off your first IKEA purchase of $25 or more. A bonus $25 reward after making a $500 in qualifying purchases. 0% interest for 6, 12, or 24 months, depending on the purchase size. No annual fee, and they accept Afterpay. You can pay in 4 interest-free installments. Pay 25% of the purchase at the time of the purchase, then pay the remaining 3 payments over the next 6 weeks. Options! Who doesn't love options? IKEA will give you those options while you help upgrade your home and furnish your wonderful house. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show. You can get us at 800-990-3776. Don chimes in on the Carbless Talk and Text line as Jason Wilde was just captivated by the MacFun fundraising and the conversations between significant others about us getting our buzz cuts for the Mac Fund. Considering that Ben always keeps his promises and will do more than these two ever will, cut Benny some slack. There is no doubt he will keep his promise at a later date. Guys, this is a life milestone. You don't want to mess with that.
It's three and a half months away.
Strofe, you don't have to do this. I'm the man of the house. Unlike Kyle, he's the fraud man of the house. I'm getting my hair cut Monday. I got this.
Monday?
I got this.
How short we going, though? How short we going?
Same as you, Brad. A 3.
Okay. I think
exactly. Okay. You're not going to have me do less.
I'm going to wait until
I see it. I'm mowing a 2-acre lawn.
Man, yeah, that's true. That's no joke.
You know, let's not pile on here to the guy that's doing the most out of anybody here. I'm going to deliver on all these things. Strofe's crying all last show because he's got to get his buzz cut. And now he comes in today and he's like, oh, I look pretty good. My girlfriend called me cute. Like, you guys were the ones crying. Don't try and flip this on me. I'm going to deliver.
I just want to see when delivery happens. I will applaud it when it does because I will say, okay, Ben Brust is putting KBN Nation before his own nuptials, which I appreciate and respect. I just can't wait for, what, Monday, 2 p.m.? Are you cutting your own hair?
Monday, 2 p.m.
So are you cutting your own hair or someone cutting it for you?
I'd hope Barber TC will step up because like he did your guy's hair. And to be honest, TC's much closer to me than he is to you. So I'd be very upset if he didn't help me out. That being said, I do want to have a conversation about where the Green Bay Packers are in Super Bowl odds. Because I find it interesting that they are at plus 2,000. Does everybody feel like at this point compared to last year that the roster's in a better spot?
I do believe it's in a better spot. Yes.
I also agree.
Strofe?
Yep. I also think it's in a
better
spot.
Yeah, and that's where I'm struggling here because The Eagles are the NFC favorite at plus 650, tied with the Chiefs. Then you go to the Lions at plus 900, the 49ers at plus 1500, the Commanders at plus 1500, and then the Packers at plus 2000. I just don't feel like there's enough reason why there's such a separation between a team that had a rookie quarterback go wild, and like there's going to be some sort of regression from Jaden Daniels, and the 49ers, they're talented. We know they're talented, but they're kind of in this weird spot of like trying to regain their NFC dominance. The Packers have a third year starter in Jordan Love that like has everything, if not more, than Brock Purdy from a skill set standpoint. Purdy's been able to do it maybe at a higher level more consistently, but he's had a lot of weapons. You have Josh Jacobs, an offensive line, two tight ends, invested in the wide receiver room. I know that's just one side of the football, but I got Jason Wilde telling me that he still believes that the defense is a better opportunity more to be top five than the offense. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, forget the Super Bowl. The fact that the Lions, you don't have to lay any money for them in the division. The Lions are plus 120 to win the division. The Packers are plus 275. They lost two coordinators. I mean, you look at like the Chiefs are minus 122. The Texans are minus 106 to win theirs. The Bills minus 265. The Ravens minus 143. Like you have a lot of these teams that are the odds on favorite to win their divisions, and you have to lay money down to get money back. You have plus money for the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions were so dominant last year in the regular season. They lost two coordinators. That's telling me that there's value in taking the Green Bay Packers at plus 275. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you are. And especially when it comes to this, the Super Bowl odds one surprises me specifically because I'm not surprised that the Lions are the favorite in the division. Now, that big of a favorite is a little bit of a surprise. But the Eagles, the Lions, I can totally see the world where those are your NFC favorites to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. I don't understand the argument that the Packers are below the 49ers and the Commanders. Now, those teams also have quarterbacks sort of in the same world as Jordan Love. They've got talent. Packers have got talent. Good head coaches across the board. I view them in the same exact tier. I don't know what the odds makers are seeing about the Green Bay Packers that can't keep up with those two teams. Those two teams feel like the next tier of NFC teams that the Packers are firmly into me. So, do I think that in the division it should be tighter? For sure, because you know the Lions, they relied a lot on the brain of Ben Johnson and the grit of Aaron Glenn. Can they keep that going? Can you just replicate a brain like Ben Johnson calling plays? I'm not sure it's that easy. And when it comes to the grand scheme of Super Bowl champion odds, I don't understand why the Packers are not toe-to-toe with the 49ers and the Commanders, particularly the 49ers. The 49ers are good, right? Good head coach, GM, quarterback. But it feels like they're, to your point, Ben, they're in this in-between of like shedding talent for cap reasons, trying to go young, but also trying to be relevant. They're in a very weird position where...
And competitive, yes.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to thread a needle that is near impossible to thread in the NFL.
They've always had an identity. I don't know what their identity is right now because a lot of that really good defense is gone. You know, Bosa continues to struggle with being healthy, and a lot of those assets on offense also are going to be going by the wayside with Brock Purdy.
Left guard Aaron Banks is on the Green Bay Packer. Left tackle Trent Williams is getting older. Christian McCaffrey, speaking of injuries, is hard to rely upon. They did move on from Debo. Ayuk's coming off of injury. I have a hard time looking at the 49ers and thinking that they're in a better spot that I would want to bet them to win the NFC championship than I would the Packers. And I know we talked holistically Super Bowl, but obviously the odds, if you just looked at the NFC, the teams ahead of the Packers and the odds for the Super Bowl will be ahead of them in the NFC.
It's easy to look at this in terms of windows to me, right? And you look at this and you say, okay, Eagles, Lions, Commanders, feels like their Super Bowl window wide open for the next couple of years. Packers, I would also put in that to where you say everything should be coming together at the right time. When it comes to the 49ers, I feel like they had their window. Everything did start to come together at the right time. They could just never quite close the door on it. So those Super Bowl odds, those have me confused. I don't know. Packers certainly shouldn't be much higher than plus 1,500. But boy, oh boy, to be below that, I feel like there's disrespect in the odds makers for the Green Bay Packers.
Are we living in Looney Land where we cover our team too much that we lose sight of the other teams in the NFL? In this scenario, I don't think so. I really don't. We're talking about a team that has a head coach that won 13 straight games in three seasons. When moving on from Aaron Rodgers, he found a way to the postseason two straight years. They bring back continuity. They added pieces. They bolstered up the offensive line. They upgraded the defensive coordinator position. They have a kicker that doesn't make you sweat every time he goes out there because you know he's going to miss. The team is well put together in ways that the odds should not be the same as close as they were the last 2 years. So if you hear me out and you see that there's value, you can head over to Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. You, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion. I don't know if we're back on 100.5 ESPN Madison, but either way, they're getting Jim, Matt, and Molly when the Brewers postgame is over. A tough 8-0 loss, the first scoreless game for the Milwaukee Bucks this season. Record is 16-16. We might have to do some Brewers math soon. Yes, Alex Stroh.
You said Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers. Sorry.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It started with a whisper.
It is great to be in Madison for the day. Doesn't matter where you are, make sure you're listening to us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And then you can also, I think we have it up there now. You can go to the ESPN Wisconsin app, or you can just go to uwhoops2015.com, because Made 'Em Believe is coming June 26th at the Orpheum in Madison, presented by Michelob Ultra, Potosi Varsity Ale, and Hard Seltzer, plus M3 Insurance. We have a magical, magical night ahead with Frank Kaminsky, with Bo Ryan, with Josh Gosser, Sam Decker, for a live show called Made 'Em Believe to celebrate the 2015 Final Four team. Everyone knows where they were when they beat Kentucky. We'll relive the fun stories of the playing days, but also the behind-the-scenes stories, and get those personalities that you loved, and we'll break it out even further for all of you to enjoy. That's uwhoops2015.com. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Strophy, are we, or I guess I was kind of leading the charge. I'm kind of Packer backering right now. Am I getting a little too overzealous?
Overzealous is a words button, and you just can't hear it. No, I mean, I don't know. I gushed this morning on Wilde and Tausch about how excited I am about this Packers offense. Defensively, obviously, there's some things to prove, but if Jair's back, which it sounds like that option's back, I feel really good about the defense too. So I'm just saying, watch out.
I can't wait to see Jordan Love cook, baby. This is the year.
What are you most excited for the Packers next year? We have a special, special surprise. Hear Brad out is next at 94.5 ESPN in 2 minutes. You got Jim, Matt, and Molly Madison, Damn Sports Show, and Beaver Dam. Hear Brad out, top of the hour, next.